You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM. WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, along with 1100 AM and 1590 AM. Thank you.
Okay. There you go. Fine. Okay.
53 degrees in Green Bay, 59 in Apton, 57 in Oshkosh. High today near 70. It's a perfect day. Today is National Sunscreen Day. Folks, do it. Grape Popsicle Day, don't. Mm-hmm. Grape Day, don't. Mm-hmm. They suck. Children's Gardening Week. That's cool.
Hey, we talked about my house, the gardening. I talked to Donna yesterday. We were sitting on the porch. I said, what if we take that land and make it into an orchard? She's warming up to that.
Okay. 99% of the things you come up with, I criticize. I'm literally at the point where, like, I would like to do that. You got the most perfect empty lot in a great part of town.
Right.
And it'd be perfect for growing things.
And for grandkids.
Yeah.
She said, we have to have something different. So they come to Grandpa's house, it's different. And I don't want to have, you know, we could put a pool in
there.
Want
me to build you a pagoda?
Huh?
Want me to build you a pagoda?
No, yeah, in the center.
Yeah.
Right. That could be really cool. And then pear trees. I don't want that stuff to die, though, because then we look like, you know.
Okay, quick poll. If you were Jim's grandchild.
Yeah.
And Jim said, I'm going to do something in our backyard for the family. Would you be more excited about Jim putting in a pool?
Or
an orchard.
Okay, let's wait. There's a little bit more to it than that. Because I have, I don't want to, we have a place that has a indoor-outdoor pool. You know, that we have a condo in Elkhart. Like, this is going to be like the fire pit, the chairs around it, apple tree, pear tree. What else did I say? Cherry tree? I was telling her all the
plum.
Different. Plum.
I got to tell you something,
though. It'll be fun. I'm leaning that way.
Don't let the kids eat plums until they're fully ripe. We had this guy. I got a guy. It's the first time I ever had a guy say a terrible word to me when I was a little kid. He called me out. Give me a pen. I'm never going to even. Okay.
Okay. It's great radio.
Hang on. I just wanted to.
He called you that because how does that do with the plum?
I could see the second word. What's the first word?
Little.
What's the first
word? Little.
Little.
Yeah, so. Okay. Well, that was very nice.
Because I was stealing plums from his tree. When I used to walk home from school, it was through this one thing, and his plum tree, like, hung over
over the fence. That, you know, so, legally, you could make an argument that's your plum.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he chased me and called me that terrible. Yeah. And I told my brother he wanted to kill him. But anyway, okay, yada, 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 yada. But, man, you get the runs from plums.
No, I don't know.
Prunes,
if they're a little bit green. Oh my god!
Yes, you would get sick from that.
Beyond belief. So be careful if you grow those. Yeah, got a text here. I can just see this. Hey, Grandpa, can we sit in the orchard and listen to Meet the Press?
that would be my favorite grandchild. I'll tell you that.
Want to go to Grandma and Grandpa's house?
Yeah, they come up with excuses.
Todd, you read Todd's thing there. I don't want
to. Super kudos to John on yesterday's meaningful talk at Nicolet Memorial Gardens. Awesome as usual. Tear up.
Well,
Todd
nice.
From Green Bay.
Thank you, Todd. Very nice of you.
Yeah.
You know, I have a hard time. There's two things on most of the speeches I do on this kind of thing, and I get choked up both times, and it's the number one thing. I always say, I don't care how great of a writer somebody might be, and I'm not considering myself a great writer. I'm not saying that, but even like a Stephen Ambrose, whoever can write. Nothing is more genuine, obviously, than letters that people write when they're at war.
Yeah.
And there's one, and I'll get choked up right now, even telling this story a little bit. But it's this, the guy, and he had these twin little girls, and they're from Casco. And he wrote this incredible letter to his wife, and it's in my book. It's in one of my books. Because I met one of the little girls then who, who's obviously, and just talked about, oh my God, all I want to do is, get out of this war and come home. And for 30 years, all we're going to do is enjoy life with our little girls. And how are the girls? They miss their daddy, yada, 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 yada. And a few days later, he was killed. And I just feel that if anybody has letters that were ever sent to them from somebody away, even if you're not in a war, just they are so brutally honest and
heartfelt.
That's really, the word I
oh
should.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Well, that's, all right. Did you read that then in your remark? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be good.
And then the other one I always talk about is when I was in, my best friend, Dennis DeLangelo, we were like inseparable, and his cousin, this great athlete, unbelievable, just the most handsome guy, you know what I mean? Just had everything going for him. And he stayed in Vietnam 1 month longer than he had And then he got killed flying home, mid-air collision. And I was the altar boy for his funeral. Mm. And I talk about the sound that his mom made as they handed him the flag. And it was just like, whew.
Yeah, those are tough.
That was, and I used to go to all the basketball games then with that family after. And it's like, you want to talk about how war, or and you know what? People die in car accidents, they die of cancer. Okay. But there's something about when you're really healthy and you're at war and you're this great kid with the future ahead of you.
And here's your golden ticket.
Here's
and,
your, exactly.
Yeah, and then it's, boom.
Yeah. So those are two that I personally get choked up on.
You know, those talks are hard to give, but my, I don't know who you speak to or how you get through that. I don't know what you think about, but I always speak to the youth because it's easier for me to talk to them than it is. I don't know. I just find that I can keep my thoughts going and you're more informative. You're more teaching than you are just lecturing. You know what I'm saying? To get away from the emotional side.
I'm going to read a quick text here from, I don't know if I should say, well, she's one of our favorite people, Sarah. Thank you for sharing about your cancer and the steps to get checked out. Just last week, the worst week I ever had, I went for a lump on my breast and a mammogram, an ultrasound. Thankfully, it was nothing. The staff was wonderful in not making me feel dumb and advised me to always get checked. Please let me know if you need anything, yada, yada, yada. I will not, however, clean your apartment.
Anything but.
Wow.
Anything I think that's but. The consensus. Yeah, nobody's going up there, Mino.
Wow, Sarah.
No.
Wow.
No.
I'll do anything for you with your cancer, but clean your apartment.
Right.
Wow. Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Wow. I got this from Tina Jim. With fruit trees come endless bees. Keep that in mind regarding your grandchildren. Tina, that is a good point.
Because that guy that was in here from... TC Horticulture?
Right. He didn't mention that.
No, he didn't.
Huh. Although, you know what you could do then? Talk to Big Wayne.
Oh, and get a little...
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be an educational?
And oh, then my give goodness. Me the,
they would that's love a lot that. Of work.
And then give me the talon and they for could, my skin. Tallow for my skin.
And they have one of those boxes that they put in there. Pull out the sheet.
So yeah.
Look at kids. But that could not end well, too. I don't know. I have to think
you know
about
what, actually, what I've been
I'm
using a lot? I've been using honey. That honey that Wayne gave us, had it sit in my thing, and it's like, well, this will never die. I mean, honey is... And I've been... You know what I've been using? I'll be honest with you. Put it in my drinks.
What are you putting in your drinks?
Honey.
And
Kessler's?
Yeah, of course.
Kessler's and honey?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah?
And I did a thing the other day, because I hate... So I'm trying to eat yogurt, and I hate it. I hate Greek. Greek yogurt has to be the worst tasting thing that there is.
It's rough.
Get vanilla.
Well, then you got the carbs. Then you got the things. So I'm just eating regular, basic Greek yogurt, and it's terrible taste. You put honey in it?
Yeah, that changes
it. Phenomenal.
Mm. Yep.
Changes it completely. I put blueberries and raspberries and honey in my yogurt, and it's awesome.
I'm making ribs, barbecue, and I'm going to make, you know, I don't like buying that sauce. I like to make my own, so I'm going to put some honey in there.
Oh, really?
And sugar and some, well, it's going to be good.
How do you make your sauce?
I'm just telling you. I'm going to make it.
Yeah, tonight. What else, though? I mean, what else are you putting in? Because I would love that. I've never cooked. I love rib. Although I will say this, ribs are kind of like chicken wings in that they're almost more trouble than they're worth.
Oh, not if they're good though.
No, you got to take off.
Not if they're good.
No, this is what you do. You just throw them on. That's what you do. There's tricks to that. First of all, you take off that, what's that called, membrane or whatever that white stuff. You got to peel all that back. So then the ribs are a lot better.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. No. I'll let's see. What's today? Tuesday? Wednesday? I'll probably make them Thursday. You're not going to be here. So
the last time I had ribs,
drop them off.
This is how far back this goes. I used to do a weekly radio show at Damon's.
Remember Damon's? Absolutely. Yeah.
That was a great
place.
That
was all right. Yep.
Why did that go under?
Yeah, I don't know. If it was a Red Lobster, didn't they have an all you can eat? You know, in Green Bay, usually puts those people
gave away too much.
Yeah. Happened to Red Lobster.
Do you ever go to Damon's, Todd, back in the day? Damon's Ribs?
Never, no.
It was good. Yeah. I mean, it might be a fast food version of ribs, but it was good.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, you know another place? Is this still open? What was the place on Oneida where you cook your own steaks?
Oh, that's still open.
Is that still open?
Prime Quarter?
Prime Quarter.
Yep, it's still there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's still there. Yes.
Boy, I haven't been there in years, but it's like, that sounds like fun to go and grill your own steak.
Don't you go out? No, I don't go out. I go out to be waited on. Mm-mm. Nope, I can grill my own steak at home. Anyway, yes, that's still there. That's got to be one of the older restaurants in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't even know if it was still in existence. Yeah,
because that's been around forever. Yeah.
Okay, great place. Again, I'm old and I'm cheap.
Yeah, so you would, yeah.
But has fast food, like, really gone up in price?
Yes,
like I said,
it has.
$36 at McDonald's the other day, and it's like, what?
Yep, it has. It's not the cheapest place. Well, not for the cheapest place to go, but it's expensive. Yeah.
Wowzer.
Yeah. I went and to see a friend of mine, but a friend of Donna's. She's 96 in a nursing home in Angle. And I said, well, I want to bring you something, you know, nursing home. She wanted, and I hadn't been there, a cherry turnover from Arby's.
All right.
I never
would have thought of that.
I didn't know they had
cherry turnovers.
Me either. I haven't been to Arby's in, oh my God, 20 years?
No, I can't even, I don't know if I've ever done Arby's, to be honest with you.
But that's like her favorite thing, which is cool. And then she, oh, thank you. So anyway, what did I pay for that? I don't know. But anyway, it's fast food.
I don't like anything cherry.
Oh, I do.
There's
cherry
apple.
Pie.
Don't like it.
Different variety, and she's
really?
Pretty insistent
maraschino
on cherry.
Cherry in your
well, maraschino oh, cherries, yeah, but the regular cherries,
I love them. Oh, right off the
too.
Tree?
Yes, absolutely.
Cherry tree? That's what you got to have in your orchard.
Oh, actually, that would be pretty cool.
I will, because we go cherry picking all the time. But yeah, that definitely will be a cherry tree. Kids can just, but I hope this works.
You
really
got to stop talking about it. But first, I stake claim to metal detect the entire area first, and I get to keep, I'll give you 25% of what I find.
No, I don't want it.
You don't want anything?
No.
So I'm going to probably find coins from like the 1700s.
Yeah. Okay, how long? Are you, I'm going to give you.
Like I might a, find.
No,
Jean,
I'm going to give you like.
I might find Jean Nicolet's watch.
Here's the deal. You got like 6 hours to do it.
Okay.
I'm
I'll do
gonna,
it.
Wait, go on and on. Well, I'll be back tomorrow. So, but I have to get. This is going to be a big project.
I need
project.
A helper, though. I need a helper. Because you need the one person. And then you got to hold the thing there while the other person digs. So I need a help. I need somebody out there. Will you help me metal detect Jim's property? It's back 40.
That's not 40.
Oh, Michael says Door County Cherry Vodka. Now,
see?
That doesn't sound too bad.
He also sent me something over the weekend. He was having something called Gin and Juice. And I think that Snoop Dogg actually makes it, if I'm right on that, Michael. And there's different flavors of
the
it.
The Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
And it's sold around here?
Apparently, you can get it pretty much anywhere. So I've got to look for that. He said it was really good. Gin
that
and juice.
Sounds good, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Wow. Okay, once again, who's cooler than us?
Everybody.
Michael?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, he says.
Brian. Brian.
But he's smarter
he's not
than
cooler
us.
Than us.
Oh, I love Brian. He's funny.
We're cooler than Brian.
Keeps you guys in your place.
We're cooler than Brian.
We need that around
Just
here.
Just saying. Quick break. Back after this.
My head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift. I could not believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies. And I'll lie to
you. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. 53 degrees in Green Bay, 59 in Alton, 57 in Oshkosh. Sunshine and high near 70 today.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Perfect. Jamie Oliver is 50. Who is Jamie Oliver?
He is a TV chef.
Ah, okay.
Guy from England.
Okay.
started doing chef stuff, like when he was in his teenage years.
Is he the cake guy?
No. He's known as the naked chef.
Ah! Because
he strips everything down to the
You know
basic. Why?
Okay, can I be honest with you? You ever been to England? Mm-hmm. I don't take that as like a great food place, do you?
I think it's gotten better, but certainly back before the 80s,
yeah,
not good.
That, yeah. I mean,
yeah, no.
It's gotten a lot better now.
Right. And it's weird because like you think France, Italy, even Germany, but England?
Right. I look, argument here.
Lee Merriweather is 89. She used to be in Barnaby Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
she was Miss, I think she was Miss America.
She was Miss America.
And she was Catwoman on Batman for a few
That's
years.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
And you know what? She still looks really good for her age.
That's not creepy, Dot.
No.
Jeez. 89. 89. He's talking about a hot chick at 89.
I'm not saying she's hot. She still looks really, really nice.
Hey.
Okay. Let's let it go.
Life in Laconia, wherever you grew up, had me.
Laconia?
Rosendale. Yeah. Adam Carolla is 61. I thought he was dead.
No, Adam Carolla is the comedian, and he does his own podcast and all that kind of stuff.
Was he on The Man Show?
Yes, he was.
Okay, I thought he was. No, who am I? I'm thinking of Norm MacDonald.
You're thinking of Norm.
He's dead, right?
He's dead.
He's gone.
Okay, okay. They kind of are the same type of humor. Kind of dryish, sort of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Norm, I think, crossed the line a lot. He went up to that line and jumped over.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Got a nice text here from Vicky. I think John's tallow is helping his face. Plus, I think his pickle sandwiches sound great. Vicky. Thank you, Vicky.
Oh, man. Okay.
I do. This
Vicky,
is
that's a little too much.
It's like this is God.
We'll never get him back. Okay.
God, yeah. God has always found a way to like bleep with me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like he sits there and he's like, I'm going to do, what are you doing today, God? Mm-hmm. I'm going to bleep with Mino.
I'm messing with Mino.
Okay. Because look at my face right now is more luminescence than it's ever been. And I got to have surgery on my face. Mm-hmm. Okay. My tallow is doing wonders for my skin. My complexion. Look at, you can see, look at right here. It's Illuminous. You could see the reflection. My skin has never been better because of B-Tallow. Big Wayne.
Go to the doctor.
Big Wayne, bring me a bucket of tallow.
Why don't you ask the dermatologist tomorrow? Because they know what they're talking about. And ask them, see.
I'm serious. Even Vicky just said my skin is looking so good.
We're on the radio, John.
But she's watching. We got video.
Oh, we got video. That's right. She's watching video.
You forget that.
Yeah, I do. I forget that.
Look at how red your face is right now.
I know. Yeah, it's because you're making me mad.
It's unbelievable. Well, good. I'm glad I am, because put on some sunscreen.
I did.
You did not.
I did, too.
You lie.
I did.
No, you didn't. Donna.
Did I ask her?
Donna.
Did I put on sunscreen yesterday?
Did he put sunscreen on, yes or no?
Go ask her.
It's funny.
She's right there.
You do have red face today, but on the camera, it almost looks like a beet color.
I know. That's what I mean.
You look at that. It looks really red on camera.
Yeah.
So if you want to see this, go to our Facebook page, Mino and the Mayor. Click on the video.
One's got luminescence, and others just burnt to a crisp. Just throwing it out there. Brewers on the air tonight. Boston, the Red Sox in Milwaukee, 505 on WISS. Having kind of an up and down year, a lot of injuries and everything like that, but I still think they're going to put it together. I like their manager. I like their manager a lot. Boy, the Bucks are a hot mess, huh? With the whole Giannis thing and their coach, and I mean, 2 years ago, they won the NBA championship.
Should be a given that they won the next year, too.
And they seem so far away from that now, don't they?
Yeah.
Horrible. Oh, man. Okay. So, Brian, I was so pissed Saturday watching that Indiana Fever game with the officiating. Because I love Caitlin Clark. I am unbelievably devoted to Caitlin Clark. I'm just throwing it out there. And she's out for 2 weeks now, as we mentioned, with that quad strain or whatever. She is the face of the WNBA, and everybody hates her. And it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
People are making so much more money now because of Caitlin Clark bringing in the TV ratings.
No doubt.
And everybody wants to, like, put her down. And it's like, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it.
Like you said, she should walk away.
Yeah, and she's got she's so classy. She never fights back with whatever. She is totally honest. I'm going to be totally honest with you on something, okay? I would be the male Caitlin Clark.
The guy that never shook hands with the opposing team?
Only when we lost. I didn't. That's a lot of people don't. But what I'm saying is,
nobody does. Everybody shakes hands, win or lose. That's sportsmanship.
I wasn't a great sport. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
And none of us are going, really?
Really? No. What, John? Say it ain't so.
I regret that. I should have been nicer. I should have been better.
Yeah.
I should have been better. And it's
I can't believe your coach let you get away with that.
He wasn't the greatest sport in the world either, trust me. Actually, I'm going to tell you a quick story about him. He played college football at Northern Michigan, and he was actually drafted by, at the time, the Boston Patriots, the AFL. Okay.
Wow.
I've got a book, like a preview thing with his name in it.
Cool.
As a linebacker. And remember Jerry Glanville, head coach? He was Atlanta. Favre's first coach.
Yeah, Atlanta.
And we hated Favre. But, yeah. Okay.
Well, he was that weird dude.
Very weird. Yeah. Dude. But anyway, he played football at Northern Michigan, too.
Oh.
Okay. And I mentioned one time, I said, hey, Jerry, I had him on my show. And right before he went on, I said, hey, by the way, my high school football coach was a teammate of yours at Northern. He goes, who's that? And I told him, Dick Koski. Goes, oh, man, that guy was a stone cold killer. So for Jerry Glanville to say that.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those guys I don't think I ever saw him laugh. You ever have those old coaches back in those days where just
right, too serious.
Everything is serious. Yeah. No joking around. No nothing. He was one of those guys.
But your coach really, he didn't scold you, didn't bench you for not shaking hands? He was okay with it? Wow. And you were at Catholic school?
Well, great school.
Oh, it was okay.
Oh, my God. Really? I remember the priest coming in at halftime one time and tearing into us for the way we were playing. That was a different era up there.
Probably.
Quick break. Kristen Ambrose joins us next. Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and... Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Kristen is stopped because of a train. Are they, okay, Jim, I'm not even joking about this.
I just, hate them.
Are they, like, this time of year, are there more? I mean, that's almost, I mean, Todd, how many times recently have you been stuck with these trains?
Oh, for 2 weeks, it was pretty much every morning.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say no, that it's, you know, because it's coal, right? I mean, that's what they're bringing in.
Is it? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
But it seems like they're always... going across Walnut here, it's like crazy.
I know. I agree. I don't like working on the west side because the trains. And I wish it would, but they're just so difficult to work with.
Well, didn't you say there was supposed to be a time limit or something?
Yeah, and they don't care.
No.
I mean, I think we said 8 minutes because of ambulances. I know, right?
The part I love is when they stop and then back up.
I know. I guess you don't want to do it at midnight because it would wake people up. But it's just their timing is awful. You know, noon, when people are...
I mean, how many guests have we had? Just like
right.
Hey, sorry, I'm stuck with a train.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I don't know. It's so expensive to fix it, you know? I mean, you have to go over or under, right? That was one of my bigger frustrations. And they're hard to work with. I don't mind if something's like, this is kind of difficult. And they're like, well, let's work together. But... those guys, Like the coal pile things, as much as we talk about how difficult they are, they were easy to work with. They'd spray them. They'd wrap them. They're like, look, how can we make this thing work? And they tested them. But, you know, Canadian National is like, you know, okay.
Ah, the okay. Canadians.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way they are.
And they're like, they said, right, they'll look you right in the eye and say, you know, don't mess with international progress.
Do we still need trains? I mean, here in Green Bay, what I mean is, like, we got such shipping, and we had the guy, I think it was our first show we ever did.
Right.
Dean. And the guy blew me away when he said how much one ship is, like, 40 semis or
something? No. It was, like, it was hundreds of semis. He just off the road. Oh, yeah, no. I don't know why trains are so important, I guess. I'm sure it's all economics, right? It's got to be a cheaper way than trucks, but...
I mean, that seems something from like the Civil War days that we still have to use trains
and I don't,
transport whoever, stuff.
I don't know. And the master planner of this community, why would you run it
right through downtown, right in the middle downtown. Of downtown? Was that you?
Civil War?
No. I think it was.
I don't.
Where's Kristen?
Anyway, she's right there.
Kristen, you want to? Hey,
all right, you're late.
I got an idea, Kristen. Why don't you come into the studio to do the show instead of standing out there and talking to Todd? You ever want to think about that?
How are you, Kristen?
Okay.
Boy, no, she's got an edge to her today. Look out.
Do you want to know what's so funny about this? Is because anyone who's listening who knows me is not even shocked that I'm a couple minutes late. Not even. But today it was.
Was it the train?
It wasn't the train, but it was every single driver was like Sunday driving.
Okay.
It's Monday morning, technically, people, right?
Thank you. What's up with that? Is that?
It was so, I was behind so many slow cars and I could not get around them. The good Lord was out there saving my life today by making me slow down.
And the other thing we could work on, and I don't know about Appleton, Oshkosh, but like light synchronization is something that.
Yeah,
that's
really
be
bad here.
Beautiful. It's horrible.
It's really bad.
It was Sunday morning.
I was supposed to say it used to be better.
Sunday morning. I'm sitting over there. There isn't a person in downtown Green Bay except for me. And I sat on the corner of Walnut and Washington.
I swear
it was 10 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't. But
and there wasn't anyone in sight.
Yeah. There's a camera up there, but I've run that. I'm just like, this is crazy. I mean, 2 minutes to sit there. First of all, Sundays they should flash till probably 7.
Right.
8.
Right. Who can we get on the phone to fix this?
Well, no,
would I have gotten a ticket?
If I
went through that light?
No, we don't have cameras.
Oh, I thought you said there are cameras.
But they can't give you a ticket.
Oh, they can't? Okay.
Okay,
sure. Because some places they do, right? Oh, some cities or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Des Moines? I can show you proof of that.
Wow.
My kids went to school there.
Wow.
Those things, you can't argue with those. They've got your license in the front and the back and a picture of you driving. It's like, that wasn't me. Those cameras, came up with that.
The Chicago tolls are the same way. The iPass has been my best friend.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
There's nothing creepier than opening up a ticket and seeing yourself.
It's right there.
Not knowing you're getting taken
photo of. The time, the speed.
Yeah. I've never seen that. I mean, I've never seen one of these.
You're on this highway. It's like, you know what? You got me.
And they
just send a check.
They zoom right in.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah. That's my husband
and I
traveled.
Take that to court. People don't get out of that, do they?
Yeah.
That's gotta be,
I don't know.
Some guy had a mask and, you know, I mean, what are you going to say? Right. It's like, Judge, that's.
My husband and I drove over from Chula Vista. Into Tijuana and back when we went.
You drove into Tijuana,
why don't you just walk?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We were
That's like the bravest thing I've ever heard of.
Seriously, we do some crazy things. It's pretty cool. But we drove over, driving over again, no big deal, driving back. There were cameras on all the sides of both sides of our car. And it was like, because they're getting every possible side of your face and picture to make sure when you get up there. That when you give them your passport and things, it's real. Yeah, it's crazy how many cameras they have
Wisconsin
on you.
Wisconsin should have cameras that can give those tickets out.
But you guys I don't like it.
Huh?
I should say you guys, but I mean,
there are cameras here,
aren't there, in Green Bay?
Oh, sure. If there was an accident there, there's cameras. Look up. What do you think those things are up there? They're all cameras.
Okay. But they won't give you a ticket from
them. They can't.
Anymore.
The state doesn't allow that.
Yeah.
That would have to go through our Senate and...
I'm personally okay with it.
Jim had those installed, and he has a secret room in his basement where he sits. Yeah, it's kind of like a 1960s sci-fi.
Like a bunker with
creep
all the
on
things.
You guys.
Yeah.
I'm the one that doesn't need or want any of those cameras anywhere because I'm always flying in hot.
We are with Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Always on Point is a phenomenal podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You just got it, though. You've got that knack. You got that gift of it. It seems real easy
the
for you.
The gift of gab.
You do. Yeah. It seems real easy.
Yes. I enjoy it so much.
Well, it's because you know
so
what you're talking
great.
About.
Yeah.
It's so
that
easy
helps.
To talk about what you know about.
It definitely helps. And one of the things I do truly love about that podcast is because it got to a point where, right, you're following all these algorithms online. And it's one of those where it's like, you're constantly chasing something so that your stuff is up top.
Well, can I just interrupt?
This.
I'm going to say somebody else that's cooler than us. The guy in the big Leinenkugel truck right outside of our window.
Yeah.
To back those things that size into this narrow little place next to us. Those guys have so much
one
skill.
One try.
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah, that's cool.
Man, I wish I could do that.
It's nuts. I'm going to be a semi driver someday.
I would love to be a semi driver. I just don't want to have to back up.
No. Okay. That's a tough job.
I know.
Those poor drivers.
I give those people all the credit in the world.
Yes, I do too.
See the country. I know. Some of those cabs are.
Well, the truck stop
cabs?
Food is. Well, those cabs are amazing now.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
They're like a little condo.
They are.
I would love that.
And then I would be the guy that brings the dog. You know, sometimes
oh,
just the guy.
Oh,
yeah. I totally would do that.
For sure.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
How are you? Did you have a nice weekend?
I did.
Good. What'd you do?
I did. You know what? I set my phone down for 2 days, and I haven't done that in over a year.
Nice.
Good.
And it
Good
was
you.
phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And the whole
and the sun
whole,
came up.
The sun yeah. came up. You know, but I like, think oh, the whole industry, buyers and sellers alike, is just tired. They're burned out of the industry.
Really?
And I think that they just usually holiday weekends doesn't matter, and this weekend just right. didn't. It's just. It's burnout.
It Good. Does wear you down. It I mean, does. We've all been in there, and it's because it doesn't yep. end. You might get a call at 10:45 at oh, night yeah. or 6 o'clock in the morning. Yep.
Gotta have this.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. But no, my husband's a veteran, and we did a lot of just chatting between all of us. Nice. You know, we went up north, a lot of graduation parties, but then.
How far north?
That was just Crandon.
Oh, that's cool.
Love Crandon area.
Crandon's awesome.
Heck yeah. This is totally off topic, but if you're looking for somewhere to go, I got to plug Hollywood Hills. It's a new campground up okay. up in Crandon, and they are building something phenomenal up there. Really, really good people.
Although I will say this, one of the most mad I've ever been in my life was the day I took my daughters and my nieces up to Crandon to ride that train, and they're closed on
oh.
Sundays.
Oh.
That's a long drive to go to some place and it's closed.
Yeah.
It's like from family vacation, you right. know, where they go to Wally's World or whatever, and it's closed.
Can't get in. Can't yes. get in.
Sometimes people Google it.
Yeah.
But John,
we didn't have Google back yeah. then. 1985.
Oh, right. Okay. It sounded like it was more recent.
85.
Than that.
Yeah.
Hey, got a texter. I have to. I have to ask. Has anybody suggested? Can I interrupt for the bingo card, Nancy? We are doing, you know about this, Chris?
I don't know anything about
that. This is good.
Todd, explain this.
This is good.
Todd.
Tell me about it.
We're having a contest.
So we're going to, well, it's not a contest. Well, hold on. Well, let me back it up.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You talk.
I just thought one morning, these two have so many little sayings that they always do.
Yes.
So sometimes it's yada, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's whatever, whatever, yeah. right? Jim talks about linens.
I do.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
All right. And so I thought we could create Secret. Bingo cards
Heck
and have listeners play along. And
yes.
we can even have some of our frequent guests on, like Kristen could be yeah. one of the bingo
Absolutely.
Spots.
I
right?
would love to be a bingo spot.
You're in.
Yes.
You're in.
I would right. love that.
Todd will come up with something
How
you
fun.
Say off.
Todd's putting this all together.
So,
I'm
yes, going to
play this game.
So yes, Nancy, we have thought about, can I interrupt, because it's said all the time from these twos.
Yeah.
Coffee spills. There were two this morning, so if you had a bingo card.
Well, right. if I'm being honest with myself, Before that was seven. Part of the reason why I was late, too.
You spilled uh-huh. too?
You're walking out. Well, and remember the last time I was here, I spilled yeah. coffee all over myself?
Yeah.
I
See, you're like one of us.
What's going on with you, guys?
Yes.
I know.
Just a disaster over here.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
nerves.
Yeah, but we both did spill. Last week was horrible, or 2 weeks ago. I spilled a full cup. And I was so, I thought we were going to get shorted out. We're going to have electrical shorts.
Oh, geez.
I really did. It's, Todd, I mean, that could have happened.
It's
could
just be amazing. Losing our jobs over
yeah.
that.
And it didn't stay. This table must be on a little bit of an angle because
it was like the whole for the table. Rest of the show.
Right, whole table.
It just kept coming.
Yeah. Yes. From under equipment. Yeah. It was right. crazy.
It was time to clean anyway. Spring yes. clean.
Absolutely. But this is like right now is a real big time for you guys, huh?
Yeah, it is. We're in the thick of the spring market.
Yeah.
Really are. And one of the things that I love that we do is as a company is we give a $500 credit to all of our like Memorial Day and just veterans that served, veterans who are currently serving. I know we're thinking about those that we lost, but it was just a reminder of how much we still really care.
Nice.
And a lot of times, you know, it's just a straight give back.
Yeah.
It's not in the margins. It's not increasing here. It's just a straight give back to our frontline workers, to our veterans. And what I love about our program is it's both inactive and retired. All frontline awesome. Workers.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're retired, we still want to thank you for your service in those front lines. So that was really neat. But no, just really coming together. One of our friends that we were with this weekend lost a friend in combat. And so it was just a way, you know what I mean, to come Absolutely. Together and mm-hmm. just honor them, remember why we can do what we do every day and why we can sit around and have a beer, a burger, and just enjoy life together. And
Absolutely.
That was really this weekend for me. It was all about just hanging out and being present. And gosh darn, does that feel good.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Live in the moment.
Yeah.
That's great.
That.
Hey, are people, so you do just a ton of different mortgage rates yep. and things. Are people refinancing or is that a thing of the past?
There are some that are refinancing because rates are down a little bit on yeah. the refinance side. But mostly, Jim, what we're finding is they're combining their equity to get out of really high debt. Interest rate debt otherwise.
Right, so they roll their credit card into the mortgage.
Credit cards, yeah. cars, personal loans, you know, some second loans.
Loan sharks.
Yeah, yeah. Some second HELOCs were even up to 10%.
Right.
And it's a way to get
wow.
that. Yes. Yeah. yeah. Home equity lines were up just as high as the rest of them. So they're wrapping
wow.
it in and starting
so
it over.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So, I mean, because the appreciation is going up.
And it's kind of nice to have one payment too. You know what I mean? I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you roll that stuff in, it's like, oh my God, my mortgage is doubled. You don't want that either. But you got to discipline yourself not to run your credit card up again.
I was just going to say.
That's the problem.
Bad things happen to good people all the time, right? Things happen, life happens, comes in threes, and nothing's $100 anymore. It's always $1,000. You know, we're like 10 years ago,
everything was $36 at McDonald's buying breakfast for my grandchildren the other day.
Seriously, like it is what it is, and life happens. But
I will say this, though. The greatest bargain in Wisconsin is still Bay Beach.
Oh, yes, I
25
agree
cents for a ticket.
25 cents for a ticket.
That is still the best bargain in the state of Wisconsin.
And it works. I mean, they cover their expenses. Johnny wants to.
My daughter.
We gotta
wax
the slide.
The slide. People stop before the last thing. They have to like push themselves.
They gotta wax that.
It needs to be shellacked or something.
Yeah. Get on that.
Slip your potato bag.
We're gonna send a quick break. Kristen Ambrose. Always on point. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Boys, got some funky music going today, Todd.
I always use this for her.
I like
it's for the love of money.
That's right, for the love of money.
Kristen Ambrose, Point Mortgage Corporation, Always on Point podcast is sensational. We were talking during the break here a little bit, and you said something that like shocked me, that there are some rates that are up to 10%?
Yeah, there were some home equity lines that were up to 10%. Yep. So there's a lot of really high interest out there. And, you know, people are so afraid of losing their 2.5%, 3.5%. And I don't blame them. I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
However, if you're drowning in debt and you really truly don't have a way to get out of it, if you can, we can show you, I've got an amazing blended rate calculator. You put in all your debt, you put in what the interest rate is. And if you refinance what the interest rate is, and almost always it's between 6% and 7%.
Okay.
So when you blend that rate out, you're getting rid of those 30 percenters that are, because all you're doing is paying interest and interest and interest, unless you have the ability to pay thousands of dollars over every month to get that down right now without any relief in those credit card interest rates. And even some vehicles, people get in accidents and have to buy cars all the time. And it's a bummer because maybe they were at 1.9% and now all of a sudden they're at 7% on a car or something like that. Like if you're not going anywhere and your house is there and it's got the equity, you can't cash out of it over 80% loan to value anyway, which means you'll still have 20% equity, leaving you in a good position. Now, do I say you should always wrap all your debt into your mortgage? No, depends. But like Jim was saying, you've got to be very careful and it's got to be a discipline then where you fix it and you don't go back into it. If you're going to go back into it, you're going to do anything else and you're just going to keep wrapping your house.
You won't get out.
Till you're never going to be able to move.
Do young home buyers understand how horrible interest rates can be down the road?
You know, it's actually quite nice because they're starting to really understand.
Okay.
Like for so long they were holding out. And now here's the deal is everyone, even 3 years ago, people were like, oh, they're coming down. I'm always a skeptic, but that's because I lived through the option arm era of 2008 and 10. And so I'm always going to be a skeptic when it comes to that. And I heard the best thing is, you know, everyone's like, what are rates going to do? And the best quote I heard this last week was, my crystal ball is cloudy every day except today. Yeah. Like, that's the only day I can talk to you about rates and knowing what they're going to do because no one knows what they're going to do tomorrow. And we've been so surprised time and time again that I won't say this is exactly what they're doing. Try to follow as best I can. It's actually the parents and the grandparents who are starting to sit in with these younger people and say, like, listen, 6-7% isn't bad. Don't hold up. Don't wait for it. Buy when you're ready to buy. Don't wait for the market.
When I looked at first buying a house, which was probably 1982, 3, whatever, it was 14%.
Yeah. And people are always going to purchase, regardless of what market we're in. Yeah. They're always going to purchase. If you try to time the market, 9 times out of 10, you lose. When you are ready to buy a house, I don't care if the rate's 10% or 3%, don't buy until you're ready.
Right. I think today you talk about parents sitting in on the meetings, a little bit of that, but there's just a lot more information.
Yeah.
You're there. You weren't there back in the 80s. And so we can go to someone like you and say, look, this is these are 3, 4, 6 different options for you. You know, realtors want to sell the property.
Yes.
And banks want to give you the money.
Yep.
So where's the person looking out for you? Like a Dave Ramsey. You know, I mean, but it doesn't, you can buy a program or you can even get that thing online where you just type in your questions and they respond to it. So there's more help out there. You got to look, but, and then you talk to your friends too. Say, what did you do? You know, and they'll tell you.
It, right.
And it's like, man, I'll tell you what not to do.
Yes.
So.
And there's a massive threat, obviously, on our industry with AI because it's so easy to, your bigger loan companies right now are utilizing AI to answer their phones and talk to you and all of that, where we're still a company that puts the person person first.
The real person.
We want to talk to you. Like I have a kid right now, really good farm kid I'm working with, and he still works for his family farm and he's got handwritten pay stubs. And I'm like, all right, AI, I'll take you onto this one.
Yeah.
You know, and those types of things, that's what
our
computers can't do.
Awesome.
They're the best. I love them. I love them.
Agree.
And they're just so hardworking. They want to learn, but they are typically, I know this sounds stereotypical, I don't mean it to, but they are typically cash is king.
Yeah.
And so you're working with a lot of that cash and you're trying to teach them how to get a credit score, because the one thing, Dave Ramsey's amazing. The one thing I disagree with him on is buying a house with no credit. Because when you're like, you don't need any credit to buy a house, and you don't, however, a credit company, like my job, I'm selling you the money, right? So I'm completely looking at all the risk that could come in this house, because I want my money back. I don't want you to foreclose. I want my money back if I'm the investor. So when you have no credit and you're paying cash, I don't know if you're paying cash on time. I don't know if you're paying cash late.
Right.
I don't know what you're doing. And so unfortunately, the GSEs, which are the government sponsored entities, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, tell us in the guidelines, if we don't know how they're paying their bills, we automatically have to assume they're not, which we're going to then quote them a rate based on a 620 credit score.
Yeah.
So that's why building up some credit is important.
Yeah, I think
off the Dave Ramsey thing, but his debt snowball, I agree with 100%. Like, if you're in debt and don't know how to get out, get it in front of you and start paying it off.
And I like that. He faces reality.
Yes.
And those people, when they kind of like hide something, they're asking him a question. He goes, no, wait a minute. Now, what about this? And then to get a second job, but doesn't last forever, to pay off debt, interest rates especially, you know, take your largest one that's at whatever, 17 or something, and pay that off. And he goes, I don't care what you want to do. Take the job that pays the most. If you're cleaning sewers, you know, instead of delivering pizzas, he's just do whatever. It only takes 2 years, and then maybe that'll be done. But he's just like, look,
just be
like
the sacrifices the
he makes. Right.
Yeah.
I think
you could
great.
Throw up your arms and do the easy thing and just claim bankruptcy.
Right.
Or you could put your elbows in, really dig in deep, get yourself out of debt. And be proud of that.
And there's an end to it.
You know?
That's the beauty. Right. There's an end to it. So
and
anyway, yeah.
There's a lot of ways to do it. I'm always happy to look at somebody's situation. I always say we don't have a low credit score, because you might not, even with your credit score now, you might not be able to buy right now. But I can work with you. We can work with you to get you on that trajectory of when you can buy.
Awesome.
Kristen Ambos.
Yeah.
Point Mortgage Corporation. Always on Point Podcast is phenomenal.
Thank you.
We got Sean coming on here from Marinette, but you want to stick around?
Sure.
You can.
All right. I'm happy to.
This guy's great.
Great.
Thanks.
Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.